Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the best thing we've done as players this year is we haven't really questioned the coaches. I think, you know, even though we have a losing, you know, record, obviously, there really hasn't been a lot of turmoil and guys turning on each other. I feel like we have been in this all together. I think there's one positive for the first half, I would say it would be that.
And you know why they don't turn on one another? Relationships. It is important. It's important that you respect one another. It is. And sometimes that comes from spending a lot of time with one another, knowing one another. It does. When you have a team that wants to be around one another, that's a good team. That's a good team.
Yeah. And again, like, I think you see it. I hate even saying this and using them, but they've been the most successful team. Don't you see it with the Chiefs?
You do.
Like, how much infighting do you see? You see Chris Jones get mad every once in a while. But it's like, I don't know that Andy Reid's ever going to lose that locker room.
Well, you look at how they started this year, nobody panicked. I'm like, well, we're good. Y'all don't know who we are.
Yeah.
I better find out.
And now people are getting upset because a lot of the power rankings have them like at number 8. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Brady's came out. And he had him at 8, and I'm looking at it going, I understand what you're doing, but
I don't understand what you're doing.
Well, they just beat the Raiders. Tom Brady's a part owner in what team, and they smashed them, and they looked suspect at the beginning of the year. But as soon as they started getting healthy, they started doing Kansas City-like things. Now they have explosive players on offense, which those guys get open. What do the explosive players do when they're not getting the ball? They get other guys open.
Yeah.
Then you have the screen game to go along with it. One of the smartest coaches and quarterbacks in the league, period.
Yeah.
The guy's a freak of nature.
He is. No doubt about it. Your thoughts on the Ravens removing distractions from the locker room. Benjamin and Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, my point is he wanted to remove the distractions and he added more distractions. My first point is this. A few weeks ago, Rashad Bateman got a penalty or didn't block. Then the distraction was for him to jump up in his face then. As a parent, if a child does something, you don't punish him the next month. You punish him or you scold him or you let him know what's wrong then, right then and there, not a month later. So he added more distraction more than removed it.
He became a distraction, Benjamin. I agree with you. He became a distraction. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Right, how are you?
Hey, I kind of like missed something. I wonder, have I missed something? Have they said actually what the distractions were? I mean, say video games,
table games, typical games you have. I think
cornhole, table tennis, yeah. And video games.
Typical things you have in the locker room, Mike.
Okay, because I was wondering that I missed something. Okay, I understand now.
But like, I don't know if you know this, you missed a lot, man.
Yeah, I am.
So your thoughts on that? Was it in your opinion a good move?
I don't think that had nothing to do with how they play on the field, man. I don't think it's a good. I think you're creating more tension in the locker room now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be losing the locker room now.
Again, like I said, your definition of eliminating distractions could make you one. Again, this happened from what we've been told after the Chiefs 37-20 loss. And what do? They lose 44-10 to the Texans the very next week. Hey, Holmes. That didn't age well. That didn't age too well, my friend. Let's go to Baltimore and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Didn't they try this before years ago, taking the stuff out the locker room? And the whole thing with it there being is a distraction. Like, you're there to practice football, do whatever. What time would you have to play the games or whatever in there instead of, like, preparing yourself for the game? See, and if it's after the game, why don't you go home and play the game?
Can I answer that, Jay? Can I answer that?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever played a team sport?
Yes.
On what level?
Not on any
on high school level.
Yes, high school.
What do you do at the practice in high school? You go home, right? That's because you're supposed to. You got homework. You got things like this. Professional locker rooms and even collegiate level, the coaches will tell you the longer these guys stay together, the better off the team is.
But can't they go home to somebody else's house and play the game and be together versus?
But I'm trying to answer your question, Jay. I'll invite 4 or 5 to my home, but why not have 30 in the locker room hanging out together? Why is that a bad thing? Why is having 20 or 30 guys hang out in the locker room a bad thing? As a coach, that's great for me as a coach.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that you can do more camaraderie outside of the locker room.
How?
First, why they can't be together and have like study film as a game or
how do you
something?
Know? How do you know they don't? How do you know that you're adding speculation to it? I'm not speculating. I know for a fact they hang out together playing games. Me saying they don't watch film together after practice is speculating. I don't know that. I know what's being told. When you have guys hanging out in the locker room, no coach. Now, high school's different. Take your ass home. You're a teenager. You ain't hanging out in the streets. Take your ass home. But collegiate level, Jeremy, you played on the collegiate level. Collegiate level, pro level. Guys hanging in the locker room or clubhouse ain't that's a good thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think so as well. And again, like, if it was taking away from actual stuff on the field or film study, like if you had film study and guys were playing video games, I'm taking that out of the locker room. I understand that because they're not where they're supposed to be. This is downtime. This is the time that you're, I mean, even if it's, let's say it was pregame. And you're just letting off steam. I don't know. People did all kinds of different things. I had guys that had to take a dump before the game, that would throw up before the game. Other guys that wanted to be left alone. Guys that wanted music blaring and dancing and just. I mean, I had a little bit of everything in a locker room. And it's just so weird to see like something like this for adults. These are grown-ass men making millions of dollars. And you're like. And your downtime, if you want to play video games, you got to drive home. Yeah. If you want to play table tennis, go get one in your house or go somewhere
exactly.
else.
This sounds like to me that somebody at the top, because we're now 1-3 on the year, because it happened at the Chiefs game, go home. Get away from me. Get out of my face. You guys aren't. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone's having a temper tantrum. That's what, and I guarantee you, that's how it's perceived by some guys. Oh, okay, coach. Well, we were 3-1. These things will be great. But at 1-3, now these things are the distraction.
Well, like, I mean, I think anything can end up being a distraction now with social media. I don't know if you guys saw the post last night. It came across the wire a little bit late, but Dove Kleiman tweeted out a video of Lamar at a restaurant ordering food, two big plates. And he's like, oh, he looks high as hell. I can't believe he's high off the
dice.
It was AI. Was it?
Yeah.
The whole thing was AI?
The whole thing was AI.
And that's why Lamar tweeted out afterwards saying, man, this is bogus. I don't even know who these guys are. Like, that's why he was claiming that. And the whole thing, like, this stuff gets out. We were just talking about it this morning.
That's why I'm laughing.
You sent the John Harbaugh AI thing, which is hilarious.
Joe just said, asked this morning, where's this all this AI stuff coming from? People are going crazy. Hey, Joe, it's the new toy.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that, like, recently, it is even, like, the videos of Scott were showing us together about the old women getting thrown into the wall by the
chiropractor.
Like, I am saying that in the last 48 hours, there have been even more than normal.
And I think I told you, I think it's a bunch of people around my age who found this new toy that you knew about already. We just discovered it, and now we're going crazy with it.
Well,
that's
you
what I
said
think it is.
And Lamar, like, he's talking about his quarterback, and I'm going, well, that seems a little aggressive. And then when he said, we got the blackest quarterback in the league, and I was like, come on, man. This is AI. This is AI.
Let's go to Scott in Middle River. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. Yeah, that AI stuff is pretty hilarious. I remember when I first found it, I was just, like, dying. Like, and then, but the crazy thing with the AI is now when you, like, look at social media, you really got to think for a second. You're like, wait, that's AI. Like, and that's annoying, like, to me. But, I wanted to say that with Rob, you talked about losing the locker room and like it happened to you and you know what it looks like. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, these guys, like some of these guys have been on the team a long time and like Lamar's been on the team long enough that sometimes I wonder if like, you know, the fans are upset and we're kind of like ticked off at like some of the like in-game coaching stuff and some of like the cultural stuff that goes on. I wonder if like the players have finally gotten to the point where like they're like, dude, we do the same thing every year. We're sick of this, like, and maybe they've just tuned out. I mean, maybe you can talk about what that looks like when you lost the locker room and how you know, but maybe Harbaugh maybe that temper tantrum is he knows he lost the locker room and he knows he's lost the players and he's just angry. So we're going to take this stuff away. Like, I don't know, but you guys have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you. I mean, like I said before, I know why I lost it. Early success and ego made it about me and not about the players. Never do that again. never do that again. That's how I don't think I'm not saying that's him. I'm just giving you my personal experience. There's several ways, as you know, Jeremy, you can lose a locker room. It's not a cookie cutter way. It's several ways, several things that could happen to cause you to lose the locker room.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back as far as maybe you throw somebody under the bus through the media. Maybe you do it.
Definitely that way of losing.
Maybe you do what Sean Payton did to Russell Wilson. And I don't know if you saw Russell Wilson chirp back, you know, with the stuff on the sideline there.
Yeah.
It, you know, like, and again, you may not have certain issues with things because of the person. I get it.
My shovel is that whole situation, bro.
Okay. But I guess the point is, like, Harbaugh is this guy that's always been a leader of men. The one thing that we've said is that's what he's been great at.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have them following him, then tell me what he's great at.
Good question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.